Here 78 on 78, News Radio 78, WBBM, Chicago.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Told that a wise child makes a father glad, but a foolish one is the despair of its mother. Somehow, it doesn't seem right. If the kids make good, it's a credit to Papa. And if they don't, who gets the blame? Why, Mama, of course. It isn't fair. Well, very few things are.
But I saw her.
Saw who, Mrs. Wicklow?
Monica, Lieutenant Garfield.
Monica. Mrs. Wicklow, Monica's dead.
I know.
Therefore, you only think you saw her.
I did see her, Lieutenant. I did. And before you say another word, come with me. You'll see her, too.
Our mystery drama, The Stranger Inside, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Sam Dan and stars Ralph Bell and Carol Tytel. It is sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
Buick has some good news for procrastinators. Even though you've waited, you can still enjoy the comfort and luxury of a full-size Buick. Even better, your Buick dealer just might give you an irresistible deal on a 78 LeSabre right now. But do hurry, because a lot of other procrastinators have been waiting for this kind of news, too. Buick LeSabre. Yes, you can at your Buick dealers. Yes, you
can. Grease stain, oil stain, mud stain, and chocolate. When you want a top stain out, shout it out.
Now you can prove shout's a mom's best friend. Before washing, just spray it on a tough stain. Wait a few seconds. Turn over the fabric and see how shout penetrates right through to the other side.
That's right. Shout saturates, really penetrates. It's almost like spraying both sides of the stain at the same time.
So when you want a tough stain out, shout it out.
Thyself. Thus we are urged by the poets and the philosophers. Gaze inward, and thou shalt find the stranger. The stranger within. How studiously, how desperately we seek to avoid him or her. For this is the one confrontation we may be unable to survive. The homicide detective is driving slowly through the deserted streets. It is very late at night. But he is in no hurry. You've heard it said, you've also read, identification of the victim is being withheld pending notification of next of kin. He's about to notify next of kin. In the line of duty, he has had to visit many houses, but he does not usually get to mount the steps of a mansion as sumptuous as this one. For a while, there is no answer. Finally, a small interviewing slot opens in the door, and a voice inquires.
Yes?
Police.
Oh, dear.
Is Mrs. Wicklow home?
Well, is it important, sir?
Would I be ringing her bell at 4:30 in the a.m. to sell her tickets to the policeman's ball?
Oh, yes, of course. Well, come in, sir. Why do you wish to see Mrs. Wicklow?
I would have to tell that to Mrs. Wicklow.
Well, sir, you can tell it to me, and I shall see that she's informed.
I can't tell it to you.
Sir, I'm afraid there's a problem.
Oh, yes?
Mrs. Wicklow is not at home.
When do you expect her?
Oh, I couldn't say, sir.
Where'd she go?
Once again, I couldn't say, sir.
Would you have any idea?
Oh, none at all.
What's your name?
It's Downs, sir.
Look, Mr. Downs, while I don't say she exactly signs out with you every night...
What an odd thought.
Still in all, you would have some kind of an idea where...
Oh, no, sir, no, sir, shall I explain? This evening, Mrs. Wicklow said she was going to a dinner party at Mrs. Aston's. Now, on the way, she may have changed her mind and gone somewhere else.
Where?
Oh, who knows? Pookie's play is opening at Covent Garden in London tonight, or Boo Boo is giving a party in Paris. They have such impossible names, these people.
So?
So, someone might say, let's get into so-and-so's private jet and crash. Ooh, or they may have decided to go to New Orleans or San Francisco.
Yeah.
On the other hand, she may walk in at any minute.
Well, I better wait a while.
Yes, sir. Try that chair. It's more comfortable than the sofa.
Thanks.
Would you care for a cup of coffee?
No, thanks. I tell you what I could use, though. I mean, I'm definitely not supposed to, especially on duty, but...
Straight or with soda, sir?
You're a pretty good guy, Downs. Is that English accent legit, or do you put it on?
Oh, I was born in London, sir. I'm entitled to it. It's about Miss Monica, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, dear, one could tell. One just knew... It was coming.
Good morning.
Mrs. Wicklow?
Mrs. Wicklow, I presume. Dr. Livingston, I presume.
I'm Detective Lieutenant Jerome Garfield.
Downs told me there was a policeman waiting for me. Oh, don't shoot, officer. I'll go quietly.
Mrs. Wicklow.
Oh, did I park in front of a fire hydrant again?
Mrs. Wicklow.
Oh, you see, I'm going to keep doing it. You know why? Because I never get punished for it. Every time I get a ticket, why, Arthur or Harold fixes it. No, this time I will take my medicine here. Put on the handcuffs.
Mrs. Wicklow, I'm here to inform you that your daughter, Miss Monica Wicklow, was killed at about midnight.
Yes.
We believe it occurred during the course of a robbery.
Yes.
The thief evidently lost his head and fired. According to the coroner's report, death was instantaneous.
Monica is dead.
She was definitely identified by the documents in her purse and, of course, by her fingerprints.
Well, where would you get her fingerprints?
I'm sure you know, Mrs. Wicklow. She was arrested that time for possession of drugs.
Well, who has identified her positively? I mean, after all, until a member of the family identifies her positively...
I understand, Mrs. Wicklow, and therefore I should like to escort you to the morgue.
The morgue? Oh, no. No. Take Downs with you.
Downs?
Downs knew her. He knew her better than anyone else. He was her friend. Take Downs.
You are her only living relative, Mrs. Wicklow.
Does it have to be me?
You're her mother.
Well, I'm only her stepmother.
I'm afraid in this case it will be necessary, Mrs. Wicklow.
Please. All right. When do you want us to go?
Now. I'm sorry about everything, Mrs. Wicklow, but I had to be the one to inform you and subject you to that experience in the morgue. There are questions I must ask you, but I'll call on you in a day or so. Goodbye. I advise you to get some rest.
Well, where are you going?
Back to police headquarters.
Oh, don't leave me. Please don't leave me.
Please
come in. Don't leave me alone. I couldn't stand that. Please.
All right.
She's dead, isn't she?
Yes, ma'am.
Where did it happen?
Albright Avenue, near Dickens.
Albright? Near Dickens?
Yes, ma'am.
What was she doing there? That hasn't been a respectable neighborhood in 50 years.
We don't know.
She was wandering around at midnight. Why?
Mrs. Wicklow, that's a question I thought I would ask you.
I don't know why she was there.
Didn't she ever tell you where she was going?
No.
What about her friends? Could you give me a list of her friends?
I couldn't. I didn't know any of her friends.
I see.
What do you think you see? They knew absolutely nothing about my daughter?
Yes.
You're right. I don't. I didn't.
Did the two of you ever talk?
Did we ever talk? Now that you mention it, not very often. And not about very much.
And you really knew very little about her?
I knew very little about her.
I think I'd better be going.
Oh, don't go. I don't want to be alone.
Now, Mrs. Wicklow,
I know what you're going to say. It is not the function of the police department to furnish people to comfort those
who... I wasn't going to say that.
But this is a very bad moment for me. And, you know, it's remarkable, but I have no one to turn to.
You do have friends, Mrs. Wicklow?
My friends are all butterflies, Lieutenant. Marvelous companions in prosperity. But they simply cannot function in adversity.
You have your servants.
My servants judge me.
I'm sorry.
I suppose it's my fault.
Why do you say that?
Well, it's nice of you to ask. To pretend you don't know.
But I don't.
You saw her. A rather plain-looking, ungainly girl.
Mom.
And you look at me. Would you take me for her mother? No one else ever did. Everyone thought I was her somewhat slightly older sister.
Everyone thought so. I don't think so.
You don't?
I didn't think she was plain-looking or ungainly either. The first and only time I ever saw her was just a few minutes ago. She was dead.
I deserve that.
Mrs. Wicklow, I'm sure that you could very probably have a lot to reproach yourself for. You know that better than anyone else. But what is done, and blaming yourself isn't going to bring her back.
Thank you, Lieutenant.
We live in a very violent time. These terrible things happen. Perhaps it wouldn't have happened if she was safe at home.
Or if she had a home she felt safe in.
Well, there's nothing I can say about that.
I'm sure there's plenty you could say about it, Lieutenant. But you're too much of a gentleman. So, what happens now?
Now, we will try to find the killer.
Yes. Well, thank you, Lieutenant. You let me know if there's any progress.
Homicide, Garfield. Oh, it's you. Come on. I'm not holding out on any of you guys. We just don't have any leads, that's all. Yeah, I know you have to write something. I don't know what she was doing in that neighborhood. I don't know why anyone should have wanted to kill her. Look, rich girls get murdered too. That's democracy. Yeah, well, same to you.
May I come in?
No, it's you.
Yes. May I sit down?
Yes, please. Well?
I was wondering if there'd been any progress.
None at all.
Oh, but you do have some leads.
Not a single one.
Yes, but in the papers and on the air, they say the police are following certain leads.
We have to say that.
You do.
Two reasons. One, if we say we're nowhere, then people get angry and begin asking why are we paying the police their wages.
Oh.
And two, there's a chance to shake things up. People involved might get scared. Somebody can come forward and try to make a deal.
I see.
But so far, nothing's happened.
Everyone says that Monica was killed during the course of a robbery. Why?
Why? Because it makes sense. Why else would she be killed?
Look, I have come here to ask questions, Lieutenant.
She wasn't physically assaulted in any way.
She wasn't robbed either. You found her handbag near her body. That's how you were able to identify her.
Yes, Mrs. Wicklow. but it was a shoulder bag. She was obviously wearing it. The thief took it. But the shot must have attracted attention. He lost his nerve, ran away. He just dropped the bag.
You believe that?
It's a pattern. It occurs in a great many holdups. You get some first-time kid and he panics.
I don't think so.
You don't? Why not?
But why did he have to kill her? He already had the bag. She wasn't screaming or putting up a fight.
You're dealing in the dark area of the criminal mentality.
All right, look, let us assume that it wasn't a holdup.
Why should we?
Well, then we would have to ask what else it could have been.
Why should we even ask that?
Lieutenant, I can't prove this, but I have the feeling that the police department isn't really working overtime to solve this murder.
What makes you say that?
Why I say it is not really important. Lieutenant Garfield, just tell me, is there any truth to it? Are you working as hard as you can?
Off the record, Mrs. Wicklow?
Off the record.
The answer is no. We're not.
Can you tell me why?
You know the lieutenant is going to tell her, but there's no reason why he should do it in Act One. She has raised an interesting question. Why are the police sort of not exactly holding back, but relaxing a bit in this particular homicide? This becomes the exclusive business of Act Two, and I shall bring it to you shortly.
Tell me, ma'am, where's your round bottle of Lysol?
Lysol? Lysol brand disinfect?
In the red and yellow box.
I don't know. Maybe in the bathroom?
Good place. Pour Lysol into the bathroom bowl to disinfect and deodorize it.
Maybe in the kitchen?
Good. Use Lysol to kill germs and their odors in the garbage pail, especially in hot weather when germs grow faster.
I know. The laundry room.
Why not? Pour Lysol brand disinfectant into your wash to cut down on germs and prevent sour smells.
Young man, where is your brown bottle of Lysol?
Back at the radio station. In the studio. On the microphone.
Find it.
To the family who've only thought of renting one of those do-it-yourself carpet cleaning systems but are still getting up the nerve to try one, this announcement. More first-time triers rent Rinsenvac than any other. Rinsenvac is lightweight, simple to use, and does a fantastic carpet cleaning job for so little cost. Rent Rinsenvac where hardware or housewares are sold. And oh yes, it's not only the one more people rent first, it's the one more people rent second, third, fourth.
Northwest Federal summertime. It's Northwest Federal summer saving time.
Ah, sun, fun, and song. People have lots of ways to spend summertime, and Northwest Federal gives you lots of ways to save. Choose one of 23 gifts free or for special low prices when you deposit $250 or more at any Northwest Federal Savings Center. There's an Igloo ice chest, a Weber grill, a Norelco Gotcha hair dryer, a Sunbeam hand mixer, and other gifts to help make summer savings a little easier. So when summer's over, you'll have more than a suntan to show. So sing.
It's Northwest Federal summertime, 63 hours a week, summertime.
Do you know where your children are? Asks the popular radio and TV promotion. Where do kids go today? And what do they do when they get there? It's a strange and alien world, that universe of the young, and the rest of us are shut off from it completely. No other group or even nation guards its frontiers more zealously or hides its secrets so completely and successfully. Forward into the second act.
I have a right to know. Why are you not trying as hard as you can to solve my daughter's murder?
Everything is relative.
I want a straight answer.
I'm trying to give you one. Right now, we have at least a dozen unsolved murders on the book.
I am not concerned with that.
And every day, maybe every other day or every third day, we'll get another murder, maybe two.
You are still not answering my question.
Now, this is part of the answer. An investigation calls for money. Manpower.
I am aware of all of that.
All right, what do we have here? A girl was killed at midnight. She's in a neighborhood where, frankly, she has no business. What are the chances, realistically, of catching her killer? The answer, one word. Remote.
But still,
we're doing the routine. We're trying to find witnesses. We're trying to see if anyone heard anything, knows anything. That's really all we can do in a case of this kind.
That's all.
Mrs. Wicklow, let me be frank. If there was some sort of important public interest to this case...
Yes, but you see, the public is
interested. No, you're talking about curiosity. I mean interest, the public interest. If there was some underworld activity tied in, or if it would lead to other things...
But she is entitled to justice.
She may be getting more justice than she deserves.
And just what does that mean, Lieutenant Garfield?
I'm sorry I said that. I'm in charge of this investigation. I'm doing something I never did before.
And what's that?
And this is between you and me. I really don't want to solve this case.
You what?
You heard me. I just assumed this thing sort of faded away. Found its place in the back of the files and was forgotten.
How can you even say such a thing?
Because I'm sorry for that kid.
And this is how you show it. You let a murderer go unpunished.
Even if I made it my lifetime career, I'd have very little chance of finding him.
But you said words to the effect that you don't want to find him.
You know how much money she had in her purse?
It was returned with her things. I didn't bother to count. I couldn't bear to look at
anything. You should have counted the money. Would have been an education.
Would you please tell me what you're driving at?
She had $5,000 in small bills.
$5,000?
Five, tens, twenties. Why was she carrying that kind of money and so much?
I don't know.
You don't want to know.
I have no idea.
She was arrested once for possession of narcotics.
Yes, I know about that. But it turned out there was a lack of evidence.
I'll tell you what there was no lack of. Influence. That Wicklow name and connections, very potent.
Are you implying...
You got the kid off.
Look, she really... That is, she... Well, she didn't mean to.
Yes, I know.
We saw the psychiatrist, and he said she'd only done it to attract attention. You see, she felt neglected.
All right.
I admit I was to blame. But you see, we never really had any meaningful relationship.
I wonder why.
It wasn't all my fault. You see, she was only 9 when I married her father. She accused me of stealing him from her mother. And it... Well, it was true.
You admit it?
And then, when her mother just went to pieces and died... Well, that was also my fault. Of course, her father, who had a very short attention span, left us both to go climbing mountains in Asia or Africa... Was never heard of again, and that was also my fault.
Now, look, Mrs. Wicklow, I'm not trying to find faults and place blame.
Yes, you are. Everybody does. Well, that time when she got herself caught, she was 15.
14.
I thought we'd try to start all over.
And did you?
Maybe I just didn't try hard enough.
Do you admit it?
I suppose. You see, All right, I'm not a very deep person. I'm not even very intelligent. Her father chose me for one and only one reason. I'm just a lot of fun to be with.
Well, evidently you didn't find much fun with your stepdaughter.
Well, she was a dull, boring little girl. Wasn't her fault, but it's true. I did try. And you see, she was homely.
By your standards, maybe.
Well, they are the only standards I've got. Homely kids sometimes grow into handsome women.
Yes.
But she became 18, 19, and then 20. And nothing happened. I guess it was just hard for us to be close. You see, we were so different.
You could have tried harder.
All right. I could have tried harder. I don't ask you to sit in judgment.
And I didn't ask you to come here.
Look, I am a citizen. I am a taxpayer. I have a right to make an inquiry.
And you're entitled to an answer, which is we have made no progress.
Look, what were we really talking about?
Now, why don't you let this girl alone? She had a short and unhappy life. If we find her killer, he's going to tell us why he killed her.
Because he panicked while he was trying to rob her.
No. No, it goes back to the $5,000 she had in her bag. Why would she have so much money?
She was a rich girl. To her, that wasn't so much money.
In that neighborhood at that time of night?
What are you driving at?
She was selling drugs.
I don't believe that.
$5, $10, $20 bags.
You can't prove it.
I don't want to prove it. She was killed because she was freelancing. She didn't know she was operating in someone else's territory. The motive wasn't robbery. It was done by a hired killer. To be a lesson to other people like her.
I don't believe she was pushing drugs.
You mean you don't want to believe it?
There must be another reason why she was there, why she was killed.
Yes.
I don't know what it is, but I am going to find out.
You are?
Yes.
How?
I don't know, but I am going to do it.
Oh, it's Lieutenant Garfield.
Hello, Downs. May I come in?
Oh, yes, sir, of course. But Mrs. Wicklow is not at home.
I haven't come to see Mrs. Wicklow. I've come to see you.
Oh, yes, sir.
You were convinced Monica was headed for tragedy. You said that to me.
Yes, sir, I did.
But you never told me why.
It's because I don't know why.
Downs, people have to have reasons for saying something as drastic as that.
Well, I'm sure I had a reason, sir, but I just can't account for it.
Was it because of anything that was happening in the house?
The girl was being driven from the house.
Oh? What does that mean?
Oh, it wasn't anything conscious on Mrs. Wicklow's part. She really tried to be nice to Monica. It's just that everything ended badly.
How?
Well, I really believe that Mrs. Wicklow is repelled by things that are not beautiful, sir. And it shows. No matter how she tried to hide it, her very manner would make Monica feel uncomfortable. And then, of course, besides, they simply didn't see eye to eye.
On what?
Oh, on anything, sir. But particularly money.
Money?
Oh, I should say on what to do with money. You see, Lieutenant, Mrs. Wicklow maintained that money should be enjoyed, and Monica said money should be put to good use.
Meaning what?
Oh, I'm not quite sure, sir.
What made you think that something tragic might happen to Monica?
Well, sir, because she could no longer stand the atmosphere in the house, and she would leave it frequently.
And go where?
Ah, she wouldn't say.
Weren't you curious, Downs?
There is a limit to the amount of curiosity a servant may safely display, Lieutenant.
I see. So there she was, a girl without friends. No one knew where she was going or what she was doing. And no one asked her.
Oh, yes, sir, I did.
And she answered, what?
Nothing, I'm afraid. I think she didn't want anyone to know.
Yes, that's what I'm afraid of. Where is Mrs. Wicklow?
Mrs. Wicklow? Oh, she's out, sir, as I told you. But something new is taking place there also.
In what way?
She isn't running around. No, I shouldn't use that expression. I mean, she is not seeing her old friend. She isn't pursuing her usual interests.
Well, what is she doing?
Well, I think she's spending time in that neighborhood.
Which neighborhood?
Around Albright Avenue.
That's where...
Why, yes, sir. That's where Monica was murdered.
How do you know this?
Well, the other night she came home and she said to me, Downs, I have no change. Go outside and pay the cab driver. And I did. I asked him where he'd picked her up. And he said, Albright near Dickens.
What would she be doing there?
Oh, I couldn't say, Lieutenant. Perhaps you might ask her.
Perhaps I'd better. Hello, Mrs. Wicklow.
Oh, it's you.
What are you doing here?
Shopping.
For what? This isn't your kind of neighborhood.
What are you doing here?
Looking for you.
Why?
You've got no business here.
Oh, I thought it was a free country. You could go anywhere you like.
Yes, that's theoretically true, but the fact is you have no business here.
Why do you say that?
You have a guilty conscience about your stepdaughter.
True. I'm guilty that she considered herself my stepdaughter. Perhaps if I'd looked on her as my real daughter, she'd still be alive.
About your guilty conscience.
I'm entitled to have one. I earned it.
You're doing the detective fiction bit. Because the police seem to have given up, you'll be the amateur who goes to the scene and pokes around and finds the killer.
Maybe.
Your way doesn't work.
Well, so far, neither does yours.
All you can do here is get yourself into very real trouble.
Really?
You're an alien presence. You ask questions. You make people suspicious. In addition, you can be robbed, mugged, killed.
These days, that can happen to anyone, anywhere.
Mrs. Wicklow, why don't you go home?
I can't. Something keeps pulling me here, drawing me here.
What?
I don't know. If I try to explain it, you'll think I'm crazy. But somehow, I feel close to Monica. So very close. Do you know something? I even think I may have seen her.
Mrs. Wicklow, do you know what you're talking about?
Yes, Lieutenant Garfield. I know what I'm talking about.
The sights that may arise when guilty conscience lights our eyes. Someone said that about 1,000 years ago. It's still fresh and new today. But why should a very modern, no-nonsense woman like June Wicklow even think she may have seen her dead stepdaughter? Even after we discount for her feelings of remorse, the question still haunts us. We won't know until the third act, which I shall reveal shortly.
Over the years, you've learned that sometimes procrastination pays. So you shop for snow shovels in July, lawnmowers in December, and your Buick Regal now. Because you know that this is the time of year when Buick dealers may be even more open than usual to conversations involving deals. An elegant, luxurious Regal? Yes, you can. Right now at your Buick dealers.
Yes, you can.
ABC Television takes the next step in network news. Our anchor people are closer to the news. From Washington, Frank Reynolds.
The president today proposed to spend...
From Chicago, Max Robinson.
Across the country, hundreds of...
From London, Peter Jennings.
This is overseas tonight in Lebanon.
Plus special reports from Barbara Walters.
President Carter leaves for the economic...
And illuminating commentary from Howard K. Smith.
I would not want to see...
That world news tonight. There is no substitute for being there. Weeknights on ABC TV. Check local listings for time and channel.
How to Become an International Swinger by Delta Airlines. Step 1. Phone your influential friend, the travel agent, and ask for Delta's double dream vacation in Florida and the Bahamas. Step 2. Attired in your newest Gucci's, check into the super posh diplomat resort in Hollywood, Florida, and after 4 nights, the Britannia Beach Resort on Paradise Island, the Bahamas. Step 3. Stroll onto the beautiful Diplomat and Britannia golf courses and then start swinging. And swinging... And swinging. That's how to become an international swinger in 8 days and 7 nights. Golf, tennis, entertainment, cocktails. They're all included in Delta's double dream vacation to Florida and the Bahamas.
Florida 4 nights, Bahamas 3 nights for only $163 per person, double occupancy. Plus airfare to Florida and to Nassau. See your travel agent. Delta is ready when you are. This is WBBM Chicago.
Accounting for mother love where it exists, or understanding it where it is absent. It was a Mr. Amos Trent who coined the expression, a face that only a mother could love. But there are some mothers and some faces that would not fit the truism. Well, we must do the best we can. And in all kinds of love, we can always say it's better late than never.
Buenos dias, senora.
Could you help me?
Do you speak English?
Si, senora.
There was this girl. You see, here, this is her picture.
Si.
She was killed not far from here. And I want to see if anyone knew anything.
Si. Well, no. I know nothing.
Nothing at all. You can't tell me anything.
I have never seen her.
Oh.
You are the police?
No, oh, no, no.
The police, they have come. They ask.
I know.
I have seen you before.
What do you mean?
I stand by the door of my shop. I see you walk down the street. You go into stores and houses and you ask about girl.
Well, yes.
Why?
Because I was her mother.
Ah, the mother.
Yes.
And no one will tell you of this girl?
No. Is there something to tell?
Senora, she was good.
Yes. Yes, I know. I know she was.
But do you know, Senora, how good? She made everyone promise to say nothing.
To say nothing about what?
Well, not to say what she was doing.
Yes, but what was she doing?
It was so important for her that no one know. But now she is dead. Why should I not tell?
Please, please tell.
To the police, I will not tell. To strangers, I will not tell. But to the mother, yes.
Tell me.
She was, an angel?
Yes, angel.
If one would need money for the rent, for the food, for a doctor, she would say, here, take.
She did that.
Yes, always money for those who suffer.
That's what she did.
Yes. And she said, there are so many poor, and yet there is so much money in this world. I have money. Why should I not have?
She said that.
Oh, yes, senora. And she said, I want to see the people. I want to talk to them, make sure they are helped. That is why, senora, she could walk these streets at any time and be safe.
But she couldn't. And she wasn't. She was killed.
Yes, senora, I know. I know.
Why?
It was not done by anyone who lives here. And when we find out who has done it, he will pay. You are her mother. What an honor to be mother to a saint.
This is what she was doing. This is where she would go.
Si, yes, senora. Why? What did you think?
What did I think?
Excuse me, por favor, customer.
El diario y los cigarrillos.
Oh, chanta.
Okay.
Gracias. Señora. Señora, something is wrong.
That girl.
Si?
That girl who just bought that paper and the cigarettes, who is she?
I cannot say.
Who is that girl?
Oh, what is wrong, senora?
Why am I standing here? I have got to talk to that girl. Where did she go? Where could she have gone? Oh, excuse me, sir. Sir, have you seen a girl? A girl with long dark hair, and she was carrying a newspaper.
No, habla inglés.
Have you seen? Do you know? Luis, you don't know this girl.
No, senora.
Has she ever come into the shop before?
I think perhaps maybe once, two times. She buys the paper and the cigarettes.
And you don't know who she is or where she lives?
No, senora. Why? Does the senora...
Didn't you notice? She looks exactly like my daughter.
Ah, yes. It could be said she does. But still, why should that...
Maybe I'm not communicating. If I spoke to people in Spanish, how do you say a girl?
Oh, one can say niña, muchacha, señorita, it would depend.
A girl with black hair.
Ah, una morena. But, senora, look through the window. You would see so many girls with black hair.
I understand. But I've got to find her. Well, Lieutenant, all your great theories.
I never said they were great.
First, you claimed she was murdered by a thief. Now we know that robbery was not the motive. Second, you claimed she could have been killed by a professional assassin as a punishment for selling drugs without a license. I mean by that, an underworld license. But she wasn't doing that.
I merely suggested these as possibilities.
But now we know what she was doing, and neither of us even thought about it. Tells us both a great deal about ourselves, doesn't it? Well, doesn't it?
I'm not sure I follow you, Mrs. Wicklow.
The immediate reaction for both of us was to assume that she was up to no good. Why did we both make that assumption? That neighborhood. Do you know I have never been in a place like that before?
But you knew such places existed?
No, only as places to be avoided. That's not why I've come to see you, though. Now, you see, I have a theory as to why my daughter was killed, and I'll tell you what it is. She was murdered by mistake.
What sort of mistake?
She was killed because she looked like someone else.
Who?
You find that out. Is there a girl who looks like Monica? Some girl with a criminal record? A girl who could be a threat to somebody? A girl who has to be put out of the way?
What makes you think so?
Because I saw this girl in the neighborhood. Maybe she's the one the killer wanted. How can we find out her name, who she is?
Well, there's only one way to do it, and it's a very long way. We'll have to look at pictures. Have you gone through the whole book?
Oh, I never knew there were so many black-eyed, black-haired girls in the world, and with criminal records.
Could any of these girls be mistaken for Monica?
No, I'm not sure, but I think this girl... Yes. Yes, she resembles Monica very, very closely.
Let me look.
But it says this girl is supposed to have red hair. Could she have dyed it black? And wait a minute, yes. If she wore it pulled back in a ponytail, she could be that girl in the store.
Maria Lopez. Say the Federals are looking for her.
What did she do?
Nothing. She's a witness to a murder, the Stanhope killing.
Who?
A cop by the name of Stanhope was shot down on the West Coast by the son of a leading figure in organized crime. That is, he was identified by a witness.
And the witness is this girl, Maria.
Yes, she agreed to testify, but she received threats, and she ran away.
Here.
Well, this was her home originally.
And they followed her. They saw Monica, and they thought...
Yes. Yes, it might have been that way.
Oh, no wonder that girl seemed terrified. But what can we do?
Well, we'll have to find her before the killers do.
Well, why don't I go down to this little grocery store and just ask
them? Now, you better stay home. You don't have to do our work for us.
Well, what have I been doing up until now?
All right, I deserve that. But from here on, we can handle things.
Bienvenida, senora.
That girl, has she been in here again?
The girl?
Yes, the one who looks like my daughter.
Ah, Cita Moreno. Yes, she comes in. She buys her paper, her cigarettes.
I have to see her. Do you know where she lives?
No, senora.
Look, listen to me, Luis. She is in danger.
Danger?
Yes, they want to kill her.
Quien? Who?
The ones who murdered my daughter.
But why? Why?
Don't you understand? We must find her.
But the police...
The police could take too long and be too late. If only we could.
Senora, Mira, look. Through the window.
Oh, it's the girl, Maria. She's coming in here. Oh, it's you, Maria. Luis, call the police.
Senora, that man outside the window.
He has a gun.
Onto the floor, quick.
You almost ruined it, Mrs. Wicklow.
The girl? Louis?
She's all right. She's all right. And if you take a sip of this nice hot coffee, you'll be all right, too.
Oh, I must have fainted.
You were told to stay home.
I know, but I thought
you'd
I could...
You told us where you'd seen her. We had the place staked out. We knew this would be where they tried to get her.
Well, I just wanted to make sure.
Then we see you come marching in, and before I can do anything about it, she comes right in on your heels. You could have gotten everybody killed.
But you did get the people who...
Oh, yes, yes, yes. They're safely in custody, as the saying goes. Now it's all over.
Is it? I looked around and I asked myself, is it all over? Is what Monica wanted to do all over?
I couldn't answer that.
I spent my life trying to be a beautiful person.
Well, I would have to admit that you succeeded.
I don't think I knew what beauty really was. Now, that old Lewis, he needs a shave, his pants are shiny, his shirt is rumpled. He probably bought them secondhand.
And so long ago, he probably can't even remember.
Would you say there's anything chic about him?
Nothing that I can see.
And yet he's probably the most beautiful person I know. I want to ask him things about this neighborhood, Monica's neighborhood. You see, she was very important here. Louis said that. Everyone thought she was such a beautiful girl. It's true. I didn't see it. Why? Why didn't I see it?
But you see it now.
Yes. Monica's going to be missed. That's why somebody has to keep up the good work. And maybe after a while, people might think I'm beautiful, too.
How about Pookie's play in London and Bubo's party in Paris?
Oh, I only did those things to kill time. But now I think I understand what Monica was trying to teach me.
And what was that?
How to use time.
Time. Do you, you think you might have time for dinner tonight?
The answer to that would be another story. I can tell you that June Wicklow took Monica's place. And where she went, you would find peace and joy. Because June helped whoever was in need. And because of her, we can reverse the old adage and say, like daughter, like mother. I'll be back shortly.
Hey, what you need is like a spring in the good old summertime.
In hot, humid weather, mold and mildew grow faster. Germs that cause odors do too. So get Lysol disinfectant spray. Lysol doesn't just cover up odors, it kills the household germs that cause them on the surfaces where they grow. Lysol, it kills the germs, so it kills the odors.
Now what you need is Lysol spray.
No one cooks but me, so no one's in the kitchen. No one sees the package.
Mrs. Donna Doynack talks about buying food that's sure to please her family.
When I buy Kraft macaroni and cheese, I know that it's something that we're going to be satisfied with. My family doesn't know what I put on the table. I mean, they see it in the bowl and they see it on their plate, and the only way they tell the difference is when they put it in their mouth. It just so happens that they've always been satisfied with Kraft.
Kraft macaroni and cheese dinner. You know they're going to like it.
I'm chewing gum again. It's wonderful. For years I couldn't because gum stuck to my dental work. But now there's Freedent gum. It doesn't stick. So I can enjoy all the pleasures of chewing gum again. The delicious flavor, fresh clean breath, and refreshing taste. All that's possible again with Freedent gum from Wrigley's. Comes in peppermint and spearmint. You'll love it.
Feel free to chew Freedent.
It won't stick to most dental work.
Freedent gum.
His pulse pounded in his temples. His hands trembled as he climbed the ladder, forced the baby's window, and took his revenge by stealing the famous couple's only child, just as his father had done 40 years before. Now the harrowing ordeal begins. In the most tension-filled and fascinating novel you'll read this year, a child is missing. Dramatic, compelling, chilling, with a plot as bizarre as its climax is shocking. A Child is Missing. Now a Berkeley paperback on sale everywhere.
We can spend spend a lifetime living with a stranger, and that stranger is in our own body. We go out to learn about the world, to meet with all kinds of people, try to understand humanity, but what does it avail us if we ourselves are a mystery to ourselves? Next time you look in the mirror, you might say to that face, "Do I really know you?" Our cast included Carol Tytel, Ralph Bell, and Ian Martin. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
A suspect is in custody in New York City in the investigation of a daytime robbery of $5 million in stocks and bonds. This is John Bohannon reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Earlier this month, two men made what police described as a daring midday robbery in the Wall Street area of New York. And Tuesday night, New York City police reported the arrest of a man from Long Island as a suspect. Lieutenant Edward O'Connor says the search is still underway for the second suspect and the loot.
The securities have not been recovered. The second person involved in the commission of the crime has not been apprehended, and the investigation relative to those two factors is still continuing.
The robbers got away with about $5 million in stocks and bonds, but only about half of it was negotiable. More news after this.
Every time I shop, it seems prices have gone up. Well, I've found a way to save money without sacrificing my family's nutrition. A few times a week, I serve an egg dish for dinner. Scrambled eggs, omelets, the cookbooks are full of recipes. And egg dishes are high in protein.
Eggs are one of today's best food buys. For instance, when eggs cost 75 cents a dozen, they're only 50 cents a pound.
The incredible edible egg.
The American Egg Board.
Hi, I'm Alan Ludden. Say, tell me, do you enjoy good cooking? Do you do it yourself? Well, we'll help you make your cooking better Monday through Saturday right here when we meet the cook. Each day, a member of the CBS Radio food family joins me with special recipes, kitchen helpers, and lots of ideas for good eating. So why don't you make it a daily date to join me as we meet the cook Monday through Saturday on most of these CBS stations. You know, CBS is number one for program and sports.
Pete Rose of the Cincinnati Reds got a telephone call Tuesday night at Shea Stadium in New York City from President Carter. Mr. Carter offered his congratulations to Rose for hitting his way into the record books, hitting successfully in 38 consecutive games. That breaks the old record that Tommy Holmes has held since 1945 when he played with the old Boston Braves. Holmes is now a public relations man with the Mets, and when Rose hit number 38 in Tuesday night's game with the Mets, Holmes ran onto the field, got the ball, and presented it to Rose. At Oldham, England, John and Leslie Brown are now the parents of a baby girl, the first to have been conceived outside of the mother's womb. The test tube baby was born early Wednesday morning, London time, and said to be in excellent health. The mother is also well. The Carter administration is putting tight restrictions on official U.S. visits to the Soviet Union because of strained relations triggered by the Sharansky and Ginsburg trials and pressure on American reporters in Moscow. Official visits, according to the State Department, will be deferred on a case-by-case basis. The exceptions, salt and disarmament talks. America's chief U.S. arms control negotiator, Paul Warnke, was in Hartford, Connecticut, Tuesday for a speech, and he was asked about the effects of the human rights issue and the salt talks.
As far as the Soviet negotiators are concerned, that they try and separate out any of these other considerations, that I have never seen any reflection of resentment about our human rights stand. as affecting their negotiating position. There's no question of the fact that the internal suppression of independent voices in the Soviet Union adversely affects public opinion in this country. So from that standpoint, it worsens the climate for the acceptance of the SALT agreement.
Chief U.S. Arms Control Negotiator Paul Warnke also said that in terms of political, economic, and military muscle, no one can push America around. America's U.N. Ambassador Andrew Young says he plans to develop his idea that there are political prisoners in the U.S. Young has already apologized to President Carter for making the comment, but at the U.N. Tuesday, he said he has a problem now to develop his earlier remarks. In Atlanta, at a rally to support Young, Mrs. Coretta King, the widow of the Reverend Martin Luther King, said that the United States ought to investigate Young's charges, and she said that his comments had brought the racists out of the closet. More CBS News in a moment.
On behalf of this station, the Ad Council, your state foresters, the Forest Service, Smokey Bear, and every living thing.
A senior Egyptian official says that President Sadat has refused to accept a letter from Israeli Prime Minister Begin about Egypt's proposed return of some Arab land in the Sinai as a goodwill gesture. The Egyptian official says Sadat refused because information in the letter was leaked in advance. In Portland, Maine, John Calvert will retire this week after 40 years on the job. He's been the town's street sweeper. But now he's hanging up his broom and making way for his replacement, self-propelled machines. Portland, Maine officials say the machines will save the city a lot of money. This is John Bohannon, CBS News.
Here's 78 on 78, News Radio 78, WBBM, Chicago.
Good evening, everyone. It's 11:30, and this is Alan Bickley on WBBM, News Radio 78 in Chicago.